Are you ready to become a better version of yourself, to become a leader in your personal and professional life? Then welcome to the CJ Evolution Podcast, where we put a twist on traditional criminal justice professions and provide you with the tools you need to set yourself up for success in your career and for the future. Now, welcome your host, the CJ Evolutionist himself, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Episode 231 of CJ Evolution. Patrick here. I'm the host and creator of this great and growing show, growing because of you, the listener and supporter. Thank you for tuning in. Special thanks to all those first responders out there, brave men and women, doing a very difficult job in a very difficult environment. There's so many different jobs within the criminal justice system, and we salute all of you. Thank you for doing a very difficult job. I know sometimes it seems like there's not much support for criminal justice professionals, but there's much support out there. So thank you for your continuing hard work. I am so excited, like I said many times, and I'm going to continue to beat the drums for Four Sigmatic, one of my favorite companies out there, because they keep me pumped and they keep me jazzed with their great products, most notably their Four Sigmatic Mushroom Coffee. Now, it doesn't taste like mushrooms, but it gives me that zip and energy that I need to keep me going throughout the day. That's my first thing I do in the morning. I get up, meditate, maybe do a little workout, and then have my coffee before heading off to work. And it really is amazing coffee. You're going to love it. If you head over to cjevolution.com, you're going to see a link to Four Sigmatic, and you're going to get 15% off using the promo code CJEVO. You know, people sometimes ask me, how did I create the podcast? What kind of platform do I use? Who pushes it out? Podbeam. I love Podbeam. I've been with the company since the very beginning of the podcast. You can head over to the website for CJ Evolution. You'll see a link for Podbeam on the website, and they're going to help you with how to push it out, some plans that they have, different types of banners and graphics you can put on your page. You're going to love them. Again, head over to Podbeam and see what they can do for you. You know, I love having guests on the show, criminal justice guests, entrepreneurs, leadership experts that talk about, you know, going for it, taking that step towards whatever you're doing. Maybe you're starting a security business. Maybe you're retiring from being a Leo. Maybe you're going to write a book, whatever you're going to do. I love talking about improvement and success and ways to get to that next level in your life. So I'm going to talk about 18 ways to let go and take life to the next level. We only have one life. There's no repeats. I know you all know that, but I want to give you some tips from a great article that I recently read, and it's going to be linked up in the show notes. So we're going to share a few ways within this article that might help you take your life to the next level. So number one, don't take mistakes personally. Use them as a guide. Each new day brings an opportunity for something different to unfold. You don't need to carry your mistakes with you. Remember, you are not your mistakes. And don't let anybody get you to think that way. Number two, life will give you mighty rewards along with the problems it brings. How you deal with those problems determines the reward. Some people think, well, if I had a ton of money, or if I made more money, that would solve all my problems. It rarely does. Sometimes it does. It may make you more comfortable. But money in itself brings problems. But money can also bring a very rewarding life if you're helping people and you're involved in charities. Number three, as you connect with others, take the time to remind them of their brilliance, their strength, their value to the world. Maybe they'll take the time to do the same for someone else. Number four, be honest. Are your actions and habits in sync with the vision you have for your life? Don't wait for the years before acknowledging you need a change in habit. Number five, don't let anyone or anything take away your peace. Some people are a great drain on your energy, and some issues take a while to be resolved. We all know this in law enforcement. But you want to try to avoid those who drain you and manage the difficult events, always in faith that both issues can be converted into a better reality. Number six, sustained concentration of thought and action is usually the magical key to success. Maybe, just maybe, all you need to do to experience greater fulfillment and joy in life is to keep your thoughts more focused on what you want. I don't know if it's the older I get. I don't know. But I'm starting to realize we are what we think of. If all you can think of is the negative things in your life, negative circumstances, negative relationships, negative people. That's all you're going to get. So remember, you're going to become what your thoughts are. Number 7, you can't change everything at once. Don't waste your time and energy. Choose one thing at a time to give your attention to, and meanwhile, cherish the life you're living. Number 8, don't try and climb the mountain before you reach it. Focus on where you're at right now while you prepare yourself. Live in the moment. No mountain is conquered without support. Be willing to ask for help when you need it. Number 9, resist feelings that feel bad. Won't make them go away. You won't change bad feelings by waging war on them. Simply allow them to flow through you and replace them with something that feels better, something that feels more like love than fear. And no, drinking excessively does not do it. So don't do that. Do something like meditation, exercise, something that's going to make you feel better. Number 10, if your relationships aren't so hot right now, look for things you can love and appreciate in others. Love is an incredible force. It can dissolve difficulties, challenges, and negativity. Number 11, recognize why you want to do something. This gives you a clue as how to do it. Knowing why brings greater clarity on how you're going to get it done. And if you get stuck, go back to your original purpose. Then why? It never leads you astray. Again, very important that you recognize the why. Whatever you're doing in your life, always start with why. It's going to help you make better decisions. Number 12, silence isn't always golden. People need to know you care. Speak up. People need to know when something doesn't feel good to you. Speak up. Silence often has a way of turning into resentment or disease. Number 13, you can't hire somebody to go to the gym for you and tone your muscles. You can't get someone else to meditate on your behalf so you can become better enlightened. Some things in your life require your participation. Choose the things that really matter and do them. Number 14, they say we always hurt the ones we love. Don't take your loved ones for granted. Never be too busy to give them the aspect of love that matter. Appreciation, acceptance, and attention. Add kindness and consideration to love, and you have a recipe for happy, healthy relationships. Now, I know sometimes, as far as time goes, it's difficult because of the very nature of your job. Trust me, I've been there. But you need to make time for things that really matter, and people and relationships matter. Number 15, don't make choices and then spend the rest of the time complaining. If the choice you made doesn't work, choose again. Sometimes it's a choice between two things, neither of which are perfect. The time you waste complaining today isn't going to make tomorrow any better. Number 16, every now and then make a decision that's far beyond your current capacity to reach. It goes along with that saying, do something every day that scares you. If you don't let the idea go, you often find it come to pass without you ever understanding how. Number 17, it's no surprise that we don't get what we want when the number of no I can'ts outnumber our yes I can do it 1,000 to 1. Repetition is a convincing argument. It's time to remind yourself on a daily basis on what you can accomplish. You are always becoming the living result of your inner speech. Remember, what we think of, what we say about each other, the mumbling, I'm dumb or stupid and I'll never be successful, manifests itself out. Number 18, stop settling for a life being a little bit better. You've been put on this planet to live your greatest life. Be your most fearful self. Live on purpose, not by default. Folks, I hope everybody's having a great day. We got Labor Day coming up. I hope everybody has a great and safe Labor Day. Thank you all again for supporting the podcast. We continue to grow once again because of you. We have a lot of great guests coming on the show. If you get a chance, head over to cjevolution.com. You'll see all the episodes right there on the website. If you rate and review my podcast on iTunes, I sure would appreciate it. Until next time, folks, take care.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.